Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Oh Crap, Potty Training. Everything modern parents need to know to do it once and do it right is a practical parenting guide focused on toilet training toddlers through a structured, skills-based method. Written by Jamie Glowacki, the book is designed for modern parents who want a clear process rather than a vague collection of tips. Its central premise is that potty training works best when parents follow developmental readiness and move through a sequence of distinct stages instead of relying on rewards, deadlines, or trial and error. The book is best known for its block-based framework, which begins with a naked-at-home approach and gradually adds clothes, outings, underwear, self-initiation, and nighttime training. Positioned between expert advice and hands-on coaching, it aims to reduce confusion by turning potty training into a manageable learning process for both parent and child. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, readiness is biological and emotional, not just age-based. The most distinctive feature of the book is its block system, which organizes potty training into a sequence of skills rather than a single event. The child begins by learning to pee and poop while naked, then progresses to commando clothing, different settings, underwear, self-initiation, and finally nap and nighttime control. This structure matters because it treats toileting as a developmental process that builds awareness, timing, and consistency over time. Instead of expecting immediate independence, the book asks parents to observe what the child can reliably do before moving forward. That reduces the risk of confusing the child by introducing too many variables too soon. The method also gives parents a practical way to judge progress without relying on guesswork, since each block represents a specific behavioral milestone. In that sense, the book is less about a quick fix than about sequencing the learning environment so the child can master one layer at a time. Secondly, starting too early can create resistance and prolong training. Glowacki places strong emphasis on when to start, arguing that potty training is most effective when children are developmentally ready, often around the 20 to 30 month range. The book does not treat age as a rigid rule, but it does connect readiness to observable signs such as private pooping behavior, communication ability, and basic cognitive maturity. This approach reflects an important practical insight. A child may show interest in the toilet before being able to control bodily cues consistently. By separating interest from readiness, the book helps parents avoid starting too early simply because a child seems curious. At the same time, it warns that waiting too long can increase resistance, because older toddlers are more aware of autonomy and choice. The implication is that potty training succeeds best when parents choose a window where physical control, emotional tolerance, and parent commitment align. This makes the book more diagnostic than motivational. It teaches parents to assess conditions before launching the process. Thirdly, avoiding power struggles is central to the method. Another major theme is that potty training should not be handled through reward systems, coercion, or constant questioning. Glowacki repeatedly frames pressure as the factor most likely to cause backsliding, because toddlers often react to repeated prompting by resisting or shutting down. The advice not to keep asking whether the child needs to go reflects this logic. When the parent becomes overly directive, toileting can turn into a power struggle. The same concern informs the book's skepticism toward candy rewards and other gimmicks. Rather than making the child perform for an external payoff, the method tries to build internal awareness and routine. That stance also explains why the book emphasizes the parent's role as a calm boundary setter rather than a persuader. The goal is not to get compliance through negotiation, but to establish a new bodily habit through repetition and consistency. For many readers, this is the book's clearest philosophical difference from more incentive-driven potty training guides. Fourthly, environmental control is used to make body signals easier to learn. The practical mechanics of the method are built around reducing distractions and making bodily cues easier to notice. Starting the child naked at home forces immediate feedback because accidents are visible and cannot be mistaken for diaper absorption. That accelerates learning by linking sensation, action, and result. Once the child can consistently reach the potty, the book adds clothes but typically skips underwear at first, using a commando phase to avoid the diaper-like feeling that underwear can create for beginners. This transition is not cosmetic. It is intended to preserve the child's sense of connection to urine and feces while gradually introducing normal daily clothing. The book also encourages carefully managed outings after early progress, so skill generalizes beyond one room or one routine. These steps show that the method is environmental as much as behavioral. It modifies the child's setting so the child can focus on bodily signals before being expected to handle full social complexity. Beyond the initial training phase, the book is useful because it anticipates the problems that often derail families after early progress. poop withholding, accidents during transitions, daycare coordination, and temporary regression are all presented as normal parts of the process rather than signs of failure. This is important because many potty training guides focus only on the first breakthrough, while Glowacki extends the discussion into maintenance and troubleshooting. The book also treats nighttime and nap training as separate from daytime mastery, which prevents parents from assuming one skill automatically transfers to another. That distinction matters because bladder control during sleep requires different conditions and more time. By acknowledging these complications, the book provides a realistic framework for long-term toilet learning. It is not simply about getting out of diapers quickly. It is about understanding where breakdowns happen and how to respond without undoing progress. This makes the guide especially useful for parents who have already tried another approach and need a clearer system for persistent difficulties. In conclusion, oh crap! Potty training is best suited for parents who want a direct, structured method and are willing to follow a consistent plan without relying on rewards or repeated prompting. It is especially valuable for caregivers of toddlers who are nearing readiness, and for families who need help interpreting resistance, accidents, or poop-related issues. The book stands out in the potty training category because it combines step-by-step instruction with a clear theory of developmental readiness. Rather than treating toilet training as a race or a three-day stunt, it frames it as a sequence of skills that must be learned in order. That makes it more systematic than many short-form parenting guides and more practical than advice that stays too general. Readers who appreciate concrete routines, developmental logic, and troubleshooting support will likely find it more useful than books that promise quick results without explaining the process. Its lasting appeal comes from the fact that it gives parents a framework they can apply, not just encouragement they can briefly enjoy. If you would like to support Jamie Glowacki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.